Good.
Hi. Why are we whispering?
What?
Why are we whispering?
That's a good question. What do you have to do when someone whispers?
I have no idea.
Yeah, when someone whispers, you have to get really quiet so you can hear them. Because if you're talking really loudly, you can't hear the person who's whispering. Hello.
What do you do when you pray? What's the typical thing that you do when you pray?
Whisper.
You whisper? Okay. What else do you do? A lot of people fold their hands, bow their heads, right? That's typical posture. Yeah. What am I holding? Ooh, we'll get to that in a second. That's a good question.
That's an hourglass.
Yeah. What else do you do when you pray? Yeah, you ask God certain things, right? You talk to God. And sometimes it's in a whisper, like I was doing earlier, right, guys? And sometimes it's in a loud voice because we're really wanting something or we really want God to pay attention, so we talk really loudly. But oftentimes that's just it. We're talking, right? Yeah. Sometimes we just talk and talk and talk. Well, this morning we heard a story by about a man named Elijah, and he was very afraid, and he was looking to hear God's voice. And you know what happened?
He heard God's voice.
Well, not right away. There was an earthquake, fire. Thank you, Pastor Jeff. That sounds like Daffy Duck. There's all kinds of crazy things that God wants. But you know what? What? You know what? Hey, guys. You know what? God wasn't in any of those things.
He made it happen.
God wasn't in any of those things. And Elijah really wanted to hear from God. Do you know where God's voice came?
From the cave.
No. It came in the silence. So this morning, I want to encourage you, when you are praying, sometimes it's really good to talk to God and to share with God things that we want to share with God. But oftentimes, it's also important to not say a word. So I brought with me, what is that? Can you tell me what that is? Yeah, I brought with me a candle. And then someone already said this is an hourglass. This is a 2-minute hourglass. You can get one of these at any craft store or at toy store. You have one already. Yeah. Superb.
I have one.
Perfect.
Oh,
no. But you can get one. This was like 50 cents. It's super cheap. So really easy things to do sometimes is to put a candle and a cheap little hourglass. This is 2 minutes. And to sit there, I know it's hard. But for a quiet 2 minutes and not speaking. Because you know what? Sometimes God speaks. God speaks in the quiet when we're not speaking. How do you have a conversation with someone? Do you ever have to listen? Because so they can talk, right? Yeah. Same thing with God. God sometimes wants to speak to us. And sometimes the best way to hear God is when we are quiet. So think about that as you start to develop your prayer, whether it's the prayers before bed or even your dinner prayers, whatever you can think of to have a few moments of quiet to listen for God. Yeah, quiet. Let's pray. Lord God, we pray in thanksgiving that you come to us in many ways, especially in the silence. Help us to find silence in our lives. Help us to listen to your voice in the still small ways that you come. We give you thanks in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. You may head back to your seats.